Hi guys, I'm giving you a really quick show demystifying my POV about how love and respect are complete non-negotiables. Here comes the intro music.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hi guys, Didi Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for a mellow Monday, October 23rd, 2023. How are you doing? I hope everything is going well for you. Sincerely, I do. Of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday babies, wherever you are in the world. Get your birthday party on. I hope you've had a beautiful celebration. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Guys, love, to me, my definition, love is a deep appreciation. Love is an action verb, okay? When people say that they love a person, place, or thing, they should be showing it with an action. Sometimes people are phony. Or con artists, or sociopaths, or narcissists. They would say, oh, you know, I love you. And they don't prove it in any sort of way. At this point, love is an action verb. So is respect. Now, respect means to feel or show deferential regard or esteem. Now, if you respect something or somebody, you are showing them esteem. All right? At the point, at my middle-aged sexist womanist bohemian mixed media award-winning cult artist seen by millions of people have seen my work. I started a TV show in San Fran Fenton, all the world deserved nickname called DDTV, and back in 1995, as a matter of fact, it is still in rerun Saturday nights at 11 p.m. on Channel 29. My point being, respect is more as a deep consideration. It is treating someone like they're important or authoritative. You are being polite to people who you respect. Remember that song by Aretha Franklin? To me, that song was written from the POV as a codependent, like begging somebody, darlings, the point of this short show, do not negotiate respect. Do not ask for respect. If somebody is rude to you and they should be respectful to you, if somebody's being snarky, sassy, confrontational, etc., etc., especially if they are not a longtime friend, especially if they're not a biological relative, now is the time to cut these people off ASAP. We all want to be respected, and we all deserve love and respect. And the way you get more love and respect is by getting rid of the phonies who are around you, being snarky. For instance, ladies, if a man respects you, he is not going to be bantering with you. He's not going to be a jerk with you. Okay, I'm talking online, IRL. If a man respects you, he's going to know that he can't cross a certain line. When they cross the line, cut them off and welcome more love and more respect in your life. That's it. That's your show for today, for Monday, October 23rd, 2023. Very nice weather, by the way. San Francisco weather I love. Late 50s Fahrenheit. You could just walk around. It feels moist. I really love this kind of weather. And again, happy birthday to all of my birthday babies. I hope you have had a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I am here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday until I decide to take this show elsewhere. You never miss the Bohemian until she's gone, y'all. How many times am I going to say that? I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Didi LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.